The Board of Regents for the Universities of Wisconsin will vote again on a state funding deal that they previously rejected from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It's Wednesday, December 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Elkhorn School District might change their book policy after a parent challenged more than 400 titles. And Danielle Kading will have the latest on a Superior shipyard that wants to expand its operations. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents will meet today to reconsider a Republican offer to release employee pay raises in exchange for new limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. As Rich Kramer reports, one regent who rejected the deal Saturday is now recommending its passage.
The offer from Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that first went public on Friday calls on campuses to freeze DEI staff hires. In exchange, about $800 million will go to pay raises for around 34,000 UW employees and building projects, including a new UW-Madison engineering building. Regents, including Board Vice President Amy Bogost, rejected the proposal Saturday. While Voss's offer hasn't changed, Bogost is now recommending it. Some Democrats, along with student and faculty groups, have warned accepting the deal will only lead to future concessions to GOP lawmakers. Voss has stressed that the deal was his final offer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick note, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison. The Elkhorn Area School District will consider changing its book policy, this after a parent challenged 444 book titles. Superintendent Jason Tedlock says school administrators have pulled the books from the shelves and are evaluating them for grade-level appropriateness. Tedlock believes this is the largest challenge to school materials in the nation. He's heard from dozens of parents upset about the hours being spent by administrators on the complaint.
And two, taking exception with the premise that one individual could, because of their objections, could restrict what their child or their student could have access to.
The Elkhorn School Board will meet next month to discuss changing the district's policies so materials don't have to be taken from circulation while they're evaluated. Last year, more than 40 Wisconsin school districts banned books. Tedlock does not believe any of the titles will be permanently removed. He says they may just be given a new age restriction. A company that owns a Superior shipyard is moving ahead with plans to secure up to $40 million in financing to expand its operations. As Danielle Kading reports, the move is expected to create hundreds of jobs.
Fraser Industries is seeking funds as part of plans to reduce a four-year backlog of contracts to build boats at its Superior shipyard. It owns several companies that repair vessels and build boats for police and fire departments and the military. Fraser CEO Patrick Kelly says plans call for investing in new tools, cranes, and expanded facilities.
This funding will really help us accelerate delivery and get more boats out the door, and creates a lot of job opportunities and a lot of job security for everybody at the yard.
Kelly says its workforce will double from 200 to 400 employees year-round. Around 600 workers could be employed during the winter. The company may invest up to $100 million over time. City leaders say it's a great opportunity for growth in Superior. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Overall property taxes in Wisconsin are expected to climb by the largest amount since 2007. That's despite increased state funding for local government. A new Wisconsin Policy Forum report says state sales tax credits will help offset the increase. Ari Brown is the report's author. He says tax increases for counties and municipalities are projected to be in line with those in recent years. But property taxes for school districts are expected to go up by about 5% from last year. That's the largest increase since 2009. Brown says it's fueled by increases to districts' revenue limits.
We haven't had a per pupil revenue limit increase, even on an inflationary basis, like this in quite a while. So that is really the driving factor behind school district property taxes increasing as much as they are.
He says property tax bills will vary across the state, but most people should expect slightly higher bills than in recent years. Coming up, well, you know us Wisconsinites, we're notorious for our small talk. In today's Wisconsin Life, a comedian shares how sometimes the back and forth about the weather makes him sweat. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's a piece from comedian Esteban Tuma about what he calls the competitive sport of Wisconsin small talk.
Comedian Esteban Tuma is taking time to reflect on cold weather in Wisconsin. Born and raised in Ecuador, the state's severe winters have tested him. But an even greater challenge for Tuma has been acclimating to how much Wisconsinites like to talk about the weather.
As I step out of the deep freeze and unwrap six layers of winter gear in the lobby, I see Wendy from HR approaching. It's on. I'm trapped. It's time for small talk. Am I scared? Of course. This is not your average banter. This is Wisconsin small talk. And I'm facing Wendy herself, the queen of chit-chat. She's in the big leagues. As she approaches with the warmest smile, I start to sweat. This is not amateur hour.
Esteban!
She shouts, eyes sparkling.
I almost didn't make it. I have no idea why I even got out of bed today,
she says, pointing at the blizzard outside. This is why she's a legend. Not even a
hey.
No sign of a
oh, how are you?
The worst thing about Wisconsin's winter is not that it sucks. It does. It's that you're forced to talk about it. A lot. But I don't even flinch. I've been training. Big smile, hands on hips, strong eye contact. The only thing that got me out of bed, I say, skipping a beat for maximum effect, was coffee. She bursts into laughter. Oh, how we chuckle and howl. Maybe Wendy from HR has finally met her match. When I arrived in Madison 6 years ago, I was unprepared. When animals meet, they growl, display their plumage, or sniff butts. Small talk in Wisconsin seemed like a similar show of dominance, and I wanted no part of it. As an immigrant from South America, I tried hard to avoid it, arriving late to all meetings, speaking Espanol to my Uber driver, or keeping it under 12 items so I could use the self-checkout machine at the grocery store. As Wendy and I move slowly down the hall, I feel like I'm doing great. She talks about the unpredictability of March, I mention Al Gore, and we share a moment of silence for the polar bears.
Aww.
I wonder to myself why Wisconsinites are so keen on this. There's no need for small talk where I'm from. Quito, Ecuador is a pretty big cosmopolitan city where we kiss hello with strangers, quickly compliment each other, and go on our way. Our social connections involve salsa music, Catholicism, and all those germs from smooching strangers. When Wendy and I reach the end of the hallway, I realize we're going in opposite directions, but we linger. Too much is on the line, and I will not go gently into that.
Have a good day!
But I must confess, compared to the frozen gray outside, Wendy's casual banter is making me feel warm inside, and I start to understand. I imagine early settlers who, after setting up and getting comfortable during the Wisconsin summer, endured their first winter weather. What stopped them from packing up and heading south? Maybe someone rolled their eyes mid-blizzard and joked, "Nice day out there, huh?" And the extended chatter that followed lasted until it was time to collect berries, split logs, go fishing, and run from bears or whatever. Wendy helped me understand that. Sure, the weather sucks, but that's a small price to pay for the ability to connect with your neighbors about how much it sucks. As far as who won our small talk showdown, neither of us gave it up. So after 42 minutes and two follow-up emails, we decided we are getting married! We're looking at dates for next summer, or as we here in Wisconsin like to call it, road construction season.
Esteban Tuma is a comedian in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Mallory Chang and John Davis were the people putting the podcast together behind the scenes today. As always, you can find us right back here tomorrow morning in the feed of your favorite podcast app. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.